Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
619 Politics. That's what we talk with Blois Olson every morning on the Morning Take at this time. Blois, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, doing great, thanks. The governor, of course, as you talked about yesterday, did extend that stay-at-home order, but he did open it up a little bit for some businesses, too.
He did, lawn and landscaping businesses. He's looking at it. He is very insistent that they are looking very carefully, kind of industry by industry, over the next few weeks of how they're going to open it. But you can start to feel the impatience starting to build. I don't know, you know, folks you talk to, business owners, other folks are really starting to be like, how much longer? We can't all wait till May 4th. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly he takes action. I think there's two kind of milestones by the end of the week to look for. One is there's going to be a budget forecast, that extra special order budget forecast that's going to be Friday. That's going to kind of raise some questions about how the state looks going forward. And then on Friday, they're also supposed to walk through the modeling that they're doing. There's a lot of questioning, especially from Republicans, about the modeling and why they haven't been more transparent about it, because, quote, we're not New York, end quote, or we're not Louisiana, and we're not going to behave like folks there. So I think, you know, we'll get through the weekend. It's obviously a very reflective weekend for many people. And then we'll I think, kind of look next week to see, does he start to look to other industries to open sooner rather than later, or do they all have to wait till May 4th?
Interesting today, because North Dakotans going back home from Minnesota are now going to have to self-quarantine for 14 days.
Yeah, it's really interesting because North Dakota, your home state, has pulled this off, but they're not sheltering in place in North Dakota. And so many Minnesotans were reacting like, we're not doing that to North Dakotans coming to Minnesota, but you're doing it to Minnesotans who are on a stay-at-home order. Just kind of watch the way these different states deal with it. You know, Iowa was slow to react, and they finally started to really shut things down this week. I would think South Dakota would be shortly here kind of tightening things up, and North Dakota will probably follow.
And the governor, I see, is talking to the governor of North Dakota today, too. They have a conversation coming up.
They do. And Wallace has talked about that's a great relationship. There's also some potential flooding up there on the border that they want to deal with. And Minnesota and North Dakota have a lot of mutual interests. And so Wallace has talked about that being a very good relationship. So we'll see if he reveals anything he's talking about with the governor of North Dakota later today.
He is sending the guard up to the Oslo area in Minnesota to help him with floods, I see.
Yeah, that's one thing that as Mother Nature goes on during these times. So we do have some flooding, and the guard were dispatched yesterday to deal with some flooding in Oslo. And, you know, I drive by Minnehaha Creek, and it seems really high already this year. So hopefully flooding's not too bad in areas across the state as we're also dealing with the pandemic.
It was interesting to see some of the notes about unemployment here in Minnesota and who is applying for it. Not as heavy as it was the first week, Blois, but still up.
No, and Minnesota does deserve some credit. I mean, they moved quickly. They got checks out quickly. We were the first state that is adding this bonus $600 from the feds into people's benefit. People will have to look for that in their bank statement or on their debit card from the unemployment department. But yes, unemployment's sitting at about 11.4%. It's very sobering. But I looked at that as like, well, there's still maybe 90% of the people doing their job in some way, shape, or form. That's not to take anything away from those 11%. That's really high, but we were at full employment. And then the number of people who can come back quickly, you think about industries that had kind of unexpected layoffs, like healthcare, like dental offices. I had a dentist text me last night saying, I think we could come back now. They're used to personal protective equipment. They could start to really be careful. And that's where I think Walls is being very Minnesotan. We are very careful people, and I think people are starting to feel like maybe the governor's being too careful on this.
Yeah, because I just got the note. My appointment with my eye doctor was supposed to be coming up this week, actually. So, and obviously, we're not doing that as well. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to watch. That's curious that the dentist would say that, and we'll keep an eye on that.
Appointment reminder yesterday, three ways as well: in the mail, in the email, and I got a text message. And I thought, I guess our systems are still on autopilot because I don't think I'm going to the eye doctor.
No, I don't think so. As well. Hey, this is kind of a sidebar,
yeah.
But with Bernie Sanders stepping down yesterday, I want to get your thoughts on that. But I just saw a story it was either Virginia or West Virginia that might allow political gambling.
Oh, I have not seen that yet, but I have to hang up now, Dave, because I may have a new profession.
I got to find the story, but I saw that headline somewhere and I thought, well, now that's interesting.
Thanks for that. I'm going to find that and add it to the take because that'll be clickbait all day long for my readers. It might be more predictable than the stock market. Now, Sanders dropping out, I talked to Henry Lake about this last night. This is such a strange year. There's so much volatility in this year anyways, and you add COVID in. It's not a surprise that he dropped out. He's going to stick around. But how do you have rallies? How do you have a convention? Where's the energy and excitement that's going to come out of either one of these Republican or Democratic conventions? And then Biden said he's already vetting VP running mates, so he could name somebody earlier than before, and they could have to run this kind of virtual campaign probably till June or July at least. And so it's just going to feel really different, and that's going to leak down to Senate races, legislative races. And remember, we have all 201 legislative seats on the ballot this year. And so those seats, how are you going to react to somebody door knocking in your legislative district this year? I think there's going to be a lot of talking through screens.
Then you made me think about the VP selection now that Joe Biden is the presumptive favorite, obviously. I would ask, and I looked at a list last night of his top 11. As assessed by some writers, political writers,
yep.
And the top two were Kamala Harris and Amy Klobuchar. What do you think about that?
I think they are in the top two. I think that you look at the dynamics of those two in the presidential race. I think you look at the states that need some attention. And if Biden's going to win, he's got to win some Midwestern states. And that's one of the reasons why Klobuchar's there. I think there's a chance that kind of is unity. The question Democrats are going to ask is, does that energize the left? And Henry Lake asked me a good question last night. He's like, now, when do we see Barack Obama start to come out for Biden? And I think that's a really good question. But the last thing I'll throw out there, and this is my wild card. I have no basis for this, but if I'm betting, I'd put $10 on this as a chance. Joe Biden finds a Republican that he could name as a running mate. Potentially a woman Republican. He said his running mate would be a woman. And that creates a unity ticket going into this year with such division already. And then you add COVID in. I think there's a very slim chance he does it. But I think that's the kind of thing you have to see this year to just kind of shake up the race and make people pay attention.
Oh, wow. That's really cool speculation, Blois. I'll stay in touch with you here through the day. We have so much to talk about. He's Boyce Olson on The Morning Take. Dave Lee here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.